We'll now start our next session. When the world turns upside down, dealing with a survey gone wrong and the aftermath. We are lucky to have two national experts, Hillary and Kathy, and my dear friends. Thank you both for being here. I'll turn it over to you. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Hal. Okay. I know we're in the last segment of today. You've had your 15-minute stretch, and we're going to talk about conflict, and then Brad Nitschke's going to get up here, and he's going to talk about conflict of a different kind. So how many of you actually ever deal with surveys that your client hospitals go through? A few. Yeah, okay, so you all may know most of this already, and those of you who don't may not need it directly, but it's always good to know what your clients are going through in this regulatory framework. So we are going to talk about an overview of the survey process with some focus on immediate jeopardy findings that occur during surveys and the way that has changed the landscape at least a little bit. An Appendix Q, which has been revised. It's a CMS manual, an appendix to the State Operations Manual that has been updated and describes the current process. But I have some clarification that we got last week from CMS Central on how they really mean it to be used. And then Kathy's going to talk about dealing with EMTALA surveys and OIG negotiations. I'm going to touch on SNFs and NIFs, so skilled nursing facilities and nursing facilities, which have a slightly different remedy landscape from what hospitals have. And then we'll talk briefly about the potential implications, a little prognostication, which doesn't go very far, about the reorganization at HHS, which really comes down to we and not even they really seem to know what's going on. So survey process to start. The rules that govern the operations of our providers, and we're going to focus on hospitals and SNF-NIFs, skilled nursing facilities, are set out in rules. Hospitals abide by the Medicare conditions of participation, and SNF-NIFs by the requirements, and those rules set the floor. The floor for quality and compliance. And so the government is very happy when our clients exceed this floor, but they want them to at least be doing that well. Other part of, obviously, regulation is the state rules. So when a survey occurs, it tends to be authorized by CMS if the provider is a Medicare participating provider, and that's who we're going to be talking about. CMS is divided into 10, I think, maybe 5, it's a question, locations. They used to call them regional offices. They changed the name. I don't know why. That are around the country and govern regions. Texas is in Region 6 out of Dallas. And I would submit to you, I don't know you, whether you agree or not, we've got the best CMS regulators in the country. They are the most reasonable and most helpful. They contract by turn, CMS locations do, with the state survey agency in each state to conduct the surveys on their behalf. Therefore, whenever the state gets or CMS gets a reason to go out and survey a provider, then they will have the state surveyors go out, and the state tends to wear both hats when they go out. So they're surveying under state rules at the same time they're surveying under federal rules. And in Texas, those tend to line up pretty closely, but that's not necessarily the case in every state. And it does create a parallel enforcement track that our clients have to deal with if they don't do very well following the survey. All right. So there are surveys for a variety of reasons. There are initial certification and licensure surveys. We're not really going to talk about that process. We could do a whole session on that process. There are annual surveys for providers that are not accredited. That's very few hospitals in Texas. But SNFs and NIFs get an annual survey, and that's just set out in the law. So they go through a survey every year. So the complaints surveys are the ones that our clients...